watches that doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I don't know if you could even guess who's singing that song, but it's Patti Page from years ago. And today, it's a hint. Yes, we have our friends here from the Pensacola Humane Society. Good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so glad that you're here. I hadn't heard that song in a while, and I thought of that song last night. I thought, I haven't heard that since I was a little kid.
You have to be pretty old to know that song. I know it.
All right. So we have Blake here. Blake, if you would introduce your guest for us that you brought with you today.
Yes, I have Eloise Lotier with me. She is a long-serving board member as well as the board secretary, and she is here to assist me with chatting a little bit about Furball and then a little concert benefit that we're putting on as well. She is the main impetus and drive behind Furball, and without Eloise, we couldn't do it.
Oh, my goodness, Eloise. Okay, I don't know anything about Furball, so we're going to have to start from scratch and tell me everything I need to know. I'm assuming this is a fundraiser for the Pensacola Humane Society. Understanding right now, we are kind of in a crisis in terms of so many dogs and pets and cats needing homes, so this is the perfect time.
Yes. Well, this is our annual fundraiser, our biggest fundraiser. This year, it's March 29th at Pensacola Yacht Club. It's a formal event, but it's also very relaxed and a lot of fun because the first part of the evening, the yappy hour, we call it.
Uh-oh, that's so cute. Okay.
And
so I did pick the right song then.
Yes, you did.
Barking.
We have some of our adoptable animals there, cats and dogs. We have cats in bubble carriers so they can see out and people can see them. And then we have doggies on leashes. And so you can mix and mingle with the animals during the yappy hour. And we call that the puppy parade.
Oh boy, I better not go because I know what's going to happen. I know exactly what would happen if I go to this event.
Well, we don't
formal or not.
We don't do any adoptions at the event, but you can come on Monday morning and adopt.
I see how this goes.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun. We have live music, no dancing, but live music throughout the evening. We have a live auction, a silent auction, and a wonderful dinner prepared by the Yacht Club. And it's just a really fun evening with the theme being our adoptable animals.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And again, the date is March 29th.
Yes.
And what do people have to do to get tickets, or how does all of that work?
Call me.
Okay.
Or you can email furball@pensacolahumane.org.
Okay. Pensacolahumane.org, furball.
No
furball first?
furball@pensacolahumane.org.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Very good. And how much are the tickets running?
They're $175 per person. And then, of course, we have sponsorships of different levels, starting at $500 and going up to $15,000.
Oh, super. So if a business wants to sponsor the event and get some, you know, credit and advertisement for that.
Yes.
So it's not too late to do that then?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So businesses listening this morning, this is a great cause, a humane society that does so much for us in the Pensacola area. And you'll be in front of all the movers and shakers in town, I'm sure. So this is a great way to promote your business and do something great for the community.
Yes. And we do sell out every year.
Okay.
So, end up taking a waiting list, but usually everybody gets in. It's just tight there at the end. So we urge you to go ahead and book your tickets now.
Sounds like a plan. I'm excited about that. This is Pep Talk with Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with Blake and Eloise, who are with the Pensacola Humane Society. If you have a question about the Furball or perhaps something to do with the Humane Society, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. Blake White, who is the Chief Executive Officer, President, CEO, man of all talents, all of the above, yes. How is life at the Humane Society for you right now?
Life is very good. We're where we've completed one renovation process there. We're starting a secondary renovation process. We had a fantastic year from adoptions. We were able to get 808 adoptions completed.
Wow.
for the 2024 year. To put that in perspective, we did 353 for the year prior.
Wow.
And for the year prior to that, we did exactly 808. So we've returned back to where we were a couple of years back. And I was just doing projections for 2025. And I would be surprised if we don't break 1,000 this year.
Oh, that'd be tremendous, because there's certainly a need right now.
There's always a need. We field anywhere from probably 40 to 60 calls and emails a day with people wanting to surrender their animals, or they found a stray, or something along those lines. So certainly the demand is out there, and we just do the best we can to be able to get as many in and get as many out so we can get more in.
Okay, that sounds like a really good idea. If you have some information or a question and you want to text that in, 850-437-1620. So tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the Humane Society. Do you have any other events that are coming up?
Yeah, Eloise, I'll let you speak to this one too, as you set this one up with your daughter.
Okay, well, it just so happens my daughter is in town for a couple of months, and she was an actress and singer for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted to do something for the Humane Society, so she offered to do a benefit concert.
Is this Claire?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, Claire Lautier. And she... loves the American Musical Theater.
Yes.
So she's named the concert American Spirit, and she's singing songs of hope and inspiration from the American Musical Theater.
How wonderful. What a fun evening.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. It is January 25th at 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, good. Okay.
The Palafox House, mm-hmm, on Palafox Street. The admission is a donation of any kind.
Oh, that's nice.
Either cash or from our wish list on Amazon.
And I'm looking at my calendar, so that January 25th at 3, it's a Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So just bring a donation. It doesn't, you know, have to be any particular amount. Whatever you feel like giving.
Okay.
And it's casual. You don't have to dress up.
And come enjoy this woman's beautiful voice.
Yep, and she's accompanied by a fantastic keyboardist and pianist, Blake Riley.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who teaches at UWF.
Uh-huh.
And then there is an additional singer who's coming on for one song. Her name is Sarah Scotch.
Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I had not heard about this, so I'm excited. I may have to come check this out.
That'd be great.
I'm a theater person. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, big time theater
girl
right here.
Well, you need to be there then.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. So again, that event is the American Spirit, Celebrating the Soul of America, Saturday, January 25th, 3 o'clock at the Palafox House. And there are no tickets, but you can just make a donation.
Yes.
Okay, super. So we're going to talk more about the Pensacola Humane Society in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pep Talk. If you have a question about any of these events or their services, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We have Eloise Lautier with us and Blake White, who is with the Pensacola Humane Society. Eloise serves on the board. Blake is the head honcho in charge of the whole deal. There is a lot happening with our rescues, shelters, the animals in the community. We have other organizations on our radio station throughout the year, and I have been talking with some of the other rescue groups. It seems like we're at a pretty critical time in terms of how many strays are out there, how many dogs and cats are needing to be rescued, fostered, and adopted. I know, how many animals do you all take care of at any given time?
It kind of varies depending on the time of the year. For example, kitten season is coming up, starting probably late February, early March.
Kitten season. I didn't know there was a kitten season.
There is. That's when you tend to see a surge of people with mama cats and kittens coming in to surrender, or, you know, strays they found that need help. So it, depending on the time of the year, we surged to 200 animals in custody back during the summer.
Wow.
Currently, we have about 50 animals in custody right now.
Mm-hmm. What's your capacity?
Well, the physical capacity and our total capacity are two different things.
Gotcha.
Physical is the on-site, and then total is the foster.
Fosters, okay.
Right. So we can accommodate at any point in time about 18 dogs on site.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lump cats and kittens together, we can accommodate about 30 cats and kittens on site. So anything past those numbers are in foster.
Okay.
And that's what enables us to kind of keep things turning and moving forward. If it wasn't for the fosters, we would be, you know, the numbers would be much less.
Well, we've talked about fosters quite a bit on this show, and there's still possibilities if somebody wanted to foster or volunteer and help out. What would they need to do? Who would they need to contact?
Yeah, you can go to our website, and there's a foster application on our website. You can submit it there, and it will go in to Christina. You can also email Christina at, you know, Christina@PensacolaHumane.org. And she's our foster coordinator, and she will handle getting you through the foster application and getting you set up, trained, equipped, whatever the case may be that you need, so that you can start, you know, fostering dogs or cats.
And so when we say fostering, you're not making a commitment to adopt, but you make a commitment to a certain amount of time?
Not even necessarily time. You're just agreeing to get the animals out of the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
The shelter is the last place you want a dog or a cat. For mental health reasons and physical health reasons. So you make a commitment to just simply take them out, whether it's a day, a week, or a month. Or we have a lot of foster fails. You come and get the cat, and you like the cat a lot, and you end up keeping and adopting the cat.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a great thing.
That's a good thing. I was going to say, we need to change the name on that one. I think it should be a foster win.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, that's a win.
I know, I like that.
A foster win. A foster fail sounds like something horrible happened.
Yeah, so Christina@PensacolaHumane.org or our website, which we have a brand new website.
Oh, good.
That we're proud of. It's a little more streamlined, mm-hmm. a little more visual. We just got that up in October. There's still some things that we're finalizing, some things we want to add. But the foster application and the volunteer application function is on there.
Well, I'm looking at the website right now, and it's PensacolaHumane.org.
Correct.
And I'm seeing some photos of the animals that are available right now, which is always really helpful.
Yes.
My problem is I look at every one, and I want every single one of
sure.
them because they're so adorable. But also, I'm sure you have needs in addition to having volunteers and fosters. Do you have a wish list? Things that, because a lot of my friends, maybe I should just speak for myself. I'm cleaning my house out, getting rid of, you know, as I put the Christmas stuff away, and I'm kind of, and I have extra blankets, and I might have some extra things. What's on your wish list that maybe folks, if they would like to help out and donate?
Well, we keep a wish list active on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and see what we're asking for at any point in time. That tends to be static in the sense that we always need dog food, cat food.
Then, do you accept donations where people can just buy a case of dog food and drop it off?
Is absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you can look on Amazon. You can buy it at Walmart, Sam's, what have you, drop it off to the shelter. And then what we do is we have a very specific brand that we use for our cats and dogs there, just to keep it consistent and not be changing the diet up on them.
Which brand is that?
Purina One.
Okay, Purina One.
Uh-huh.
And then, you can find that everywhere.
You can find it everywhere.
Right.
And then anything else that's not Purina One, we put into our food pantry, and then we give that out.
Okay.
And we do that right now every other week. We'll open up and we'll give out dog and cat food to the public as needed. I would like to see that go to once a week, but it's a function of how much food donations we have that we can, of course, then turn back out. So I'm finishing up the numbers for last year. It's looking like we're going to be right around 10,000 pounds we gave out for 24. I would like to see that increased, obviously, for 2025.
That's
but it
a
is a big function.
Number.
Yeah, it is a big function, though, of what we get donated as to what we can do.
Right, of course. All right, so if you wanted to find out more information about the Pensacola Humane Society, you can go to their website at PensacolaHumane.org. And also, if you have a question or a comment, go ahead and send it in now, and we can possibly answer your questions right this minute at 850-437-1620. So we're going to be taking a quick little break here. This is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got Eloise Lottier here and Blake White with the Pensacola Humane Society. So, Blake, you said a couple more things you wanted to mention about donations.
Yeah, we talked about food donations, but and that's certainly a great need. But monetary donations are also needed as well. It costs a lot of money to run even a medium-sized shelter that we have, especially since we have a clinic. We have our own clinic for our own animals that come in and out, and we do surgeries internally as well for our animals. We would like to eventually expand that. But even that aside, it costs a lot of money each day to run the shelter. So on our website, there's a donate button at the top, and you can go in there and you can select donate. You can do a one-time donation. You can do a recurring monthly donation. Anything helps, but certainly monetary donations are needed as much, if not more so, than the food donations.
And so any amount is will work.
Anything helps, absolutely.
So you'll take $1 billion, but you'll also take 25.
That's right.
We're shooting for a billion, but we'll take the 25.
25, you can set it up on a recurring donation. If you go in and do $25, $40 a month on a recurring donation, it wouldn't take a lot of recurring donations to begin to really have an impact and cover most, if not all, of our expenses.
That sounds wonderful. So we do have a couple of really fun events coming up, the first one being January 25th. It's a Saturday at 3 o'clock. Claire Lottier, who is Eloise's daughter, who is a fine artist and singer, actress, she's going to be performing American Spirit, Celebrating the Soul of America. And then Eloise, the next big event is the Fur Ball. So talk just a bit about that. We've got a couple minutes left.
We're really excited about the Fur Ball again this year. It's March 29th at Pensacola Yacht Club. It's a formal event, a seated dinner, but it's lighthearted and fun because the first part of the evening we have the animals there. Mm-hmm. So you get to have the yappy hour.
I love that.
With,
so clever.
With the animals. You can play with them and talk to them and get to know them, and maybe one will spark your interest. And
no doubt.
You'll come back and adopt it. But either way, it's just a fun, relaxed, feel-good event.
And the Yacht Club's providing the dinner.
Yes.
And they're always delicious.
Yes.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yes.
So it's a perfect
a great
night out.
Venue.
It'll be a
yes.
perfect evening out in March, and the weather will be nice at that time, so that's good. You also have a silent auction, I believe?
A silent and live auction.
Oh,
this
excellent.
Year we have a couple of trips for the live auction.
Oh,
so that's exciting and
okay.
different.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm really intrigued. All right. So this is all happening on March 29th. You can find out more information at the Pensacola Humane Society's website at pensacolahumane.org. And you have sponsorships still available, so it's not too late.
Yes.
What is some of the sponsorship information and levels that you have left?
We have $3,000 level, we have a $5,000 and a $10,000, and then we have lots of smaller levels.
Okay.
Say just $1,000 or $2,000.
That'll work. Every little bit helps. Every bit, if you think about how much a can of dog food or cat food costs, or even leashes, and think of all the different things, bowls and blankets and cages. I mean, there's so many needs. So you can go to Amazon and get on their wish list and see exactly what needs to be bought. You could drop off a case of dog food or a cat food anytime. What are y'all's hours and your location?
We're at 5 North Q Street, down right off of where Pace meets Garden and the fire station. And we're there Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday is actually 11 to 4, and Saturday is 9 to 1.
All right. Thank you both for being here, Blake White and Eloise Lottier with the Pensacola Humane Society. Check out the website, pensacolahumane.org, and get a ticket now for Fur Ball coming up.